Hi everyone, welcome to a special weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars, because today we have a guitar which is made by a legendary guitar maker. It's made by Hermann Hauser II. Hermann Hauser guitars, especially Hermann Hauser II, were played by Julian Bream, Segovia, many, many big name classical guitarists, and there is a reason why they were doing it. Hermann Hauser guitars are very precise sounding guitar, very detailed. It's working like a high-end German car. It's a very trustable guitar, and that's why you can play many different music genres. The guitar that today I'm going to showcase to you is a Hermann Hauser II from 1976 in an exceptional condition. And this guitar comes with a wonderful spruce top with some little hazels on the top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And this guitar has a 646 millimeters scale, which makes it much easier to play for me personally. And it has a fan bracing, so it's a Miguel Lobet model. I think it's the first time that I'm playing a Hermann Hauser II guitar in such a great condition without any cracks or repairs. And yeah, enough talking. Let me play a few notes on it. And it is a very lightweight guitar. Incredible tonal qualities. And what makes this Hermann Hauser different than the previous ones that I tried is that for me it sounds slightly rounder and softer, and the other ones that I played tend to sound a bit more bright and direct, and this is much more mellow in the tone. Sustain is so even on every string and in every position. This is that quality that I was talking about, the Hermann Hauser guitars. Very precise, like a German high-end car. I was talking to very good guitarists about the sound of Hermann Hauser guitars, and it is a guitar, if you play a chord, it is not straight away loud, or it's not a guitar with huge volume, and it's not a guitar that impresses you straight away. But the qualities of this guitar are noticeable on recordings and on big stages, because the tones have such a great projection. They can go a very far way. So if you are sitting very far from the stage, you are still able to hear every note very clear. And this is what makes this guitar different than any other guitar. And also on the recordings, I guess you don't need necessarily a loud guitar. You need a guitar which is able to separate the tones very precisely. And this is what a Hermann Hauser guitar is able to do. No Words Left, Last Piece. The next guitar is made by one of the most well-known German guitar makers in the guitar making history, Richard Jakob Weisgerber. And there are some books about Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitars written by Christoph Hanusch. And if you're interested in his guitars, in Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitars, I would recommend to you that book. It's a very interesting book with a lot of pictures and details, and Mr. Hanusch has studied many, many guitars by Richard Jakob Weisgerber. And I would say Richard Jakob Weisgerber was actually ahead of his time. He was a very innovative guitar maker, very creative also, with a lot of ideas, and I think his way of making has influenced many guitar luthiers of the newer generation. And this guitar, made by Richard Jakob Weisgerber, is from 1940 in a great condition. The first thing that I noticed is this guitar is so lightweight. This is actually, I have the feeling it's even lighter than a double top guitar made by Michael Brück or Jakob Lebisch, which are super, super lightweight. And this is in that category. Wow. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and flamed maple back and sides. And what I also noticed is the super beautiful work on the headstock of this guitar, which makes this guitar also in terms of aesthetics very interesting. Well, I would say let me play a few notes on this guitar and then we will discuss the sound. This guitar gives me a very calm feeling, very soft in the sound. I would also say it has an intimate tone. It's not a projective, powerful guitar, but it's not about this. If you are interested in a Richard Jakob Weisgerber, it's more about the quality of the tone and the feeling or the magic in the sound. Thank you. also hear a very focused sound. I wanted to use the word dry. It has a dry sound, but in a positive way. You have the feeling that every tone has its own highway and the tones are not disrupted by each other, you know? You can follow every tone very precisely. The guitar should be, of course, in tune. So. Okay, let's play a little piece on it. I noticed if you have a piece with a chord progression, as what I played now, this is in this case with this guitar, you realize how well separated the tones are, because you can follow every bass note, the bass progression, and also the trebles. To describe it in another way. I think if you play this guitar, you will notice it. Richard Jakob Weisgerber from 1940 in a great condition. Wow. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar and let's move to the next one.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline here. So I'm going to review this steel string guitar now. I'm really excited to show it to you. It looks already very promising. So this is a Dreadnought model steel string guitar from 2026, brand new, built by the Italian luthier Emmanuel Fagion. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. It has a beautiful bear claw Val di Fiemme spruce top and Bolivian rosewood back and sides. Wow, just incredibly beautiful, I think. The scale length is 648 millimeters and the nut width is 43 millimeters. It has traditional X bracing, but with some improvements to enhance the projection and responsiveness of the guitar. So this guitar is actually called Elias, one of the ancient names for Troy, the legendary city in Greek mythology. And Emmanuel Fagion got the inspiration for this name because he thought that the bearclaw spruce top and also the treated birch decorations, you can see it here and also on the back, looked a bit like the sea and waves. And sea and waves played a huge part in this Greek mythology story where Odysseus is taking this journey, and then he comes back stripped with only his identity left. And that again inspired Emmanuel to keep the decoration on this guitar minimalistic. But to be honest, I have to say, I'm not sure if I would personally call it minimalistic because I think it looks very thought through and everything feels so intentional, you know, with the green color coming back everywhere. There's this continuous visual theme through the entire guitar, which I personally absolutely love, and I think he has done that in a really elegant way. So then about the neck, it has medium jumbo frets and a medium C-shaped neck, which lays very comfortable in my hands. And also it has a double action truss rod, which you can see here. So if you screw this off, then you can adjust it and get the action as low or as high to your likings. Okay, so let me play something for you. Wow, that is some projection. So, the first thing that comes to my mind is how balanced it sounds. It's, you know, if I'm playing here or higher up the neck, everything sounds really well balanced and very well fit together. The basses sound, they have a really fast response, but also the trebles sound very crisp and the melody stands out, but the basses are also loud enough, like it all really works well together. And it's really loud. The sustain, I mean, you could hear it in the last chord. It just really sings. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
This guitar has such a beautiful, balanced sound and such a clear sound, but also I think the melodies come out really nicely. I think also this would be a great guitar if you are a singer-songwriter, for example, and you play chords. I think they also would sound really beautiful on this instrument. But also finger picking or a finger style kind of guitar playing fits really beautifully on this instrument. Yeah, all I can hope for is that this beautiful instrument will find its home. And this was the Dreadnought Steel String Guitar by Emmanuel Fagion from 2026. And then we go back to Julian now to the next guitar.
And the next guitar is one of my favorite guitars that I have played in the recent months. It's made by the Italian guitar maker Paolo Coriani. And I have played, I think, until now, maybe three guitars made by him. And I was every time very impressed because of the character and the beauty in the tone of his guitars, and also the tonal qualities, such as very well balanced sound and a beautiful sustain. Not beautiful, long sustain. It allows you to do a lot of stuff if you are playing music and if you have melodies on the first or on the trebles. The guitar is singing, let's say in this way. And this Paolo Coriani guitar is from 2025, in excellent condition. It has the number 274. It comes with a incredible high quality spruce top. You can see also some hazels on the top, and very beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. The guitar is traditionally built, but I think it has still some power or the volume of a modern guitar, while the tone remains still traditional and very beautiful. Let's play on it. Falling in love with this guitar. It is exactly what I said. It has a beautiful traditional tone, but it has some volume and power of a modern guitar, and the trebles are super singing. Thank you. so much fun to play on this guitar. Also, the playability is so good. It's so comfortable. The shape of the neck, the setup, how the frets are on this guitar, and also the response of the guitar. It is also so colorful. A very musical instrument. It's hard to give it away. So, a Paolo Coriani from 2025. Incredible guitar. Let me know also your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. I don't think that I'm exaggerating. Yeah, you let me know. Let's move to the next instrument. So, slowly but surely we move into the modern guitars section. And this guitar, first of all, it's a beautiful one. As usual, it's made by Stephen Connor. Yeah, Stephen Connor's guitar are always very interesting because every guitar is very unique in aesthetics and also the sound. And this guitar, which is from 2024, is a lattice-braced guitar made by Stephen Connor. It comes with a spruce top and live oak back and sides. It's a premium tone wood with great tonal qualities and also unique aesthetics, as you can see. And we have a very beautiful rosette with some green colors in it. You find it nearly on every Connor guitar. We have an elevated fingerboard and a sound port. We have a 64 centimeters scale, which I personally like a lot. And I would say, let's see how this Stephen Connor guitar sounds. By the way, it's a guitar which is played by many famous classical guitarists. Impressive volume. I mean, after reviewing several traditionally built guitars and then moving to a modern guitar made by Stephen Connor, the difference in the volume is huge. And as you can hear, the overall sound character of this guitar is dark, round, and very smooth. I would say it's a description or definition of a modern sound. It's also very well balanced. Every tone has the same loudness. Oh. colorful. I think also the sustain on the trebles is very good. It's actually quite long for a guitar with such a loud volume. Because some guitars which are very loud with deep basses tend to have short notes in the on the trebles, but in this case it's working very well. And it's incredibly comfortable to play on. I have the feeling my hands and my fingers are just rolling over the fretboard without me doing that much. So very responsive, comfortable to play, very modern sound, loud, huge. And I can't understand why many professional classical guitarists are choosing Stephen Connor guitars for the concerts. Well, let's move to the next instrument, and I guess it is the last one. Yeah. And the last guitar of this week is a custom high-end model made by Armin Hanika. And this guitar is the Natural Double Top Custom model with a 64 centimeter scale, and the special custom option of this guitar is the back and sides. Look at this. Wow. It's Paolo Escrito wood. It's a very light wood. At least the guitar is super light. And on the top we have cedar, very beautiful cedar. And we have, as I already mentioned, 64 centimeters scale. Yeah, a brand new Armin Hanika from 2026, custom edition. I'm very curious how this guitar sounds, because I still didn't play any single note on this one. I think the first thing that you notice is the sustain of this guitar. It's so long. Wow. And the sound is quiet modern, as you would expect. It's a double top guitar with a cedar top, and it's loud. It has a very forward going tone, and it's quite dark, and it's a more mid-rangey sounding guitar, I would say. Soft character of the tone. It's very smooth, very buttery. The sustain in the basses. It's like a piano pedal, you know? It keeps ringing and ringing. It's a very nice, satisfying feeling. So, Armin Hanika guitar, a custom model, DTL, double top custom model with very exotic and beautiful wood. So, it was also the last guitar of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting and also the presentation of Karlein of the acoustic guitar. Let us know if you would be happy if we have more acoustic guitars, handmade acoustic guitars in our stock, if you are interested in. And we are very curious to know it. And if you enjoyed the video, please leave a like. Thanks a lot. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.